Long ago, on the fields of battle, in the year 2017, two men met to decide once and for all what the most metal things in the universe are. But there can be only one. What's more metal? With Dan Weber, Noriko Ott, and Brandy.
Here we go. Let's do it. Fuck this. Let's start the party.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of What's More Metal. My name is Dan Weber, and joining me, as always, is my good friend Noriko Ott.
Hello.
And today we're going to talk about the What's the Most Metal SNL sketch and What's the Most Metal Flood.
Yes.
To start off, which one should we do, SNL sketch or Flood?
Let's do sketch first.
Sketch first. Okay.
Keeps us from getting too nostalgic.
Yeah. So, in order to decide who gets to go first, we have to do it as the most metal way possible, which is roll 20-sided dice. And then Noriko and I will, decide, pick a sketch that we think is the most metal sketch of all time.
Oh, that's not just SNL.
Oh, SNL sketch.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I thought we were starting with that one.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. I'm all confused. I accidentally caught a brunch buzz and on my surprise day off. I got an 18.
Three. So you go first.
Okay, let's do this. I'm going to go. It's from season 42. It's called The Most Evil Invention in the World. I riffed this one last episode. It's the guest host, The Rock, and it's a bunch of, I couldn't find anything much darker than this. This was just right up there. This is a bunch of evil scientists, or they have a most evil invention of the year award, and The Rock comes out with a child molesting robot. And it's super, it's great, because although I love anything where a bunch of evil people go, what the fuck, dude? Like, so they're all horrified, and then the best part, of course, is this, like, well, how do you even program a child molesting robot? And he's like, oh, you just make a regular robot, you molest it, and then hope it continues the cycle. And, which is really great.
Yeah.
So, there was other things, but that was, I couldn't find anything much darker than that, personally, so... World's Most Evil Invention, Season 42, The Rock, Child Molesting Robot.
Great.
Most metal sketch.
Most metal sketch.
Super brutal.
So mine, my sketch is a fake commercial. It was filmed in 1992. It was written by Robert Schmeigel. Mm-hmm. It's called Cluckin' Chicken.
I remember Cluckin' Chicken.
And, it at first just looks like any other fast food commercial. It's got an animated chicken, and it's like, hey, come on down to Cluckin' Chicken. And then it goes into great and grim detail about how the chickens are fucking are processed. Like, it shows him like going in, like chopping his fucking head off, and then the disembodied head is bouncing around the screen talking the rest of the time. And they pluck it and they gut it. They show him like gutting alive, like fucking chicken carcass, frying it up and then eating it, and then they show it going through the person's digestive tract and coming out as night soil. It's fucking hilarious. It's so fucked up. The cool thing about it is Cluckin' Chicken never stops being positive the entire time. It never lets on, like, I'm in lots of pain. It's just like, I'm a disembodied head. Like, hey, the oxygen is leaving my brain now, so I'm gonna fall asleep soon.
I really like, there's a scene in that where...
Or Clucky the Chicken.
Yeah, Clucky the Chicken takes a bite of the... own flesh that's already been cooked. He's all, that's good me. Which is fucking awesome.
Yeah, so yeah, it's a... It has self-cannibalism and butchered flesh animals. So pretty tight.
I do love it anytime that you just throw in what the reality of something.
Yeah.
Like, oh, fuck, it's so good. That's a fucking great choice. I fucking forgot about Cluckin' Chicken. Robert Smigel had a couple of things that I was like
thinking about.
Yeah, I was real close on because I was like, that's pretty fucking amazing. I have a backup Most Metal, and we might be burning through this a little quick, but there was as a backup, there was one I found called it's a commercial for like a medication commercial or whatever, but it's called Heroin AM.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's just a non-drowsy form of heroin for busy moms and dads, and it's really fucking great. It's real kind of simple and stuff, but I just like how like it never stops being dark. Although they do the like the side effects thing, and it's yeah. like well, and it just goes well. It's heroin, so all that stuff. Like,
Heroin AM.
Oh, and then they're like, it's non-drowsy. It has 5 milligrams of caffeine and a bunch of cocaine in it.
Fucking dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it. I didn't look it up, but yeah. I did see during my research, I came across it.
Yeah.
I think for my Most Metal backup, it's going to have to be the Behind the Music for Blue Oyster Cult. Yeah. With more cowbell, yeah. only because it's Blue Oyster Cult, yeah. like a metal band yeah. already.
Yeah.
And then it's just like more, the fucking more cowbell thing should be dumb.
It's so fucking funny.
It should be stupid and it's fucking hilarious.
Guys, you're going to want that cowbell in there. All right. He goes, I guess I can pull back a little, not too much. Like it's so simple and amazing. Like I love how yeah. much that. And it's perfect because when you hear that song, you're like, there's just cowbell end to end on it.
Yeah.
It's fucking, it's like, why is, yeah, it's just, it's a very specific thing. And it's so funny that that's just the idea that like, also the producer's name is Bruce Dickinson, which is the lead singer of Iron Maiden's name, which is like, that's Christopher Walken's character.
Oh, really?
Yeah. His name is Bruce Dickinson in that sketch, which I was like, I don't know if that's really the name of the producer on that. I don't think so. I think they just threw in. I think they just made up a name, and it was like, I'm like, oh, cool.
I wonder if that was intentional or not.
I don't know. I have no idea. But I thought it was. I picked up on it. Like when I was watching, I was like, that's fucking. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah. But yeah, that is a fucking metal sketch. I mean, it's fucking.
Yeah.
It's Blue Oyster Cult. It's fucking. Yeah.
Always. Godzilla and so on.
Yeah, Cities of Flame with rock and roll.
Yeah.
That's one of the coolest songs ever.
Yeah, Burning for You. Don't Fear the Reaper.
Yeah.
Blister Cult's pretty tight.
Yeah.
Take Me Away. Have you ever heard that song?
I do like that song.
I love that song.
That's great. I will say their bad songs are bad though.
Oh yeah. Like, also, they
their good songs are great. Their bad songs are real, real bad.
Real bad. They made a lot of videos near the end of their career, music videos. And, man, that is not a photogenic band at all. Like they are all ugly. Yeah. They're all very ugly.
You're like, damn, does somebody put a wig on a foot?
Yeah. It's brutal. And I think that might've caused some of the problems.
Yeah.
Like for another show, the old show that I used to do, Who's Metal as Fuck.
Yeah.
We used to have a video challenge in there, and I pulled up 30 seconds from the Shooting Shark video, and it is fucking nonsense. It is so insanely weird.
Yeah. Good old Shooting Shark.
Yeah. It's not a very good song either.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's a great choice, actually, because it's a fucking real metal. There's a bunch of fucking great sketches, man. I fucking, I'm trying to think of, like, another backup. You mentioned it last time, but Massive Headroom Harry.
Oh, yeah,
it's like,
sure. So
fucking funny. It's just a guy with a big bloody head wound trying to mingle at a party. And
yeah.
Like...
when he lays down and the dog starts chewing on his fucking skin flap.
Yep.
That's it's so fucking disgusting. So great.
My favorite, like, sketches, like when I think of like a metal sketch, I was like, it has to be like something fucking like funny, you know, just like, it's gotta be hilarious, but also the crowd has to kind of hate it. Like, yeah. And that, those have always been my favorite SNL sketches where it's like, where the crowd is like having a real bad time with it. I fucking love that. Like, there's a bunch of fat white tourists from fucking Omaha, like going to catch out a taping for the fucking night in New York. But yeah, so these are fucking good. Yeah, that's I don't know. Who do you think won, listeners? Who do you fucking think won? Was it Dan's
clucking chicken?
Clucking chicken, or was it mine? A child molesting robot.
I honestly probably gonna. I mean,
if, no, clucking chicken's great.
Clucking chicken's great, but child molesting robot is hard to defeat.
I don't know.
From a metal, like from an utterly fucked up standpoint, that is probably one of the most fucked up sketches that has ever been done on SNL. And
if you imagined as a kid diddling Iron Man,
and it's also like part of it also is that it's The Rock, and he's like he like tries to be family friendly, and then he comes out like it's a child molesting robot.
The sketch, this robot is one of the best looking things. I love it so much. That's awesome.
The child molesting robot.
Yeah.
It's just a 50s looking robot, right?
Yeah, like it looks like the Tin Man, but with like way less effort.
Yeah. It doesn't move or do much of anything. It's just there.
Yeah.
And he points at it. Yeah, it's a child molesting robot. I don't know. I will say about Cluckin' Chicken, I love how much that it's a very factual and it just horrifies you with the facts of the thing. That's some of my favorite shit. And then it keeps going with and then you eat it and it becomes part of your body, you know, like it goes all the way through to it becomes shit. Like
it becomes waste.
Like it's so fucking funny. Another Rob Smigel thing that I found was something called, it's like a Schoolhouse Rock thing that they did.
Oh yeah.
And it's called Conspiracy Theory Rock. And it's literally just, talking about how there's five companies that own all the media corporations and like, and it goes through very specific times when, GE was like, using like GE owns, NBC and, GE like puts, PCBs, like pollutes PCBs, which don't break down and they fucking cause cancer and shit.
Oh yeah.
And then it goes like, and you'll find that less than 1%, it shows that they were specifically silencing the story and stuff. Yeah. And like he, even at the end of it, he talks about how Norm Macdonald got fired for making jokes about OJ when one of the producers is best friends with OJ and shit. And like, like, which was a fucked up thing that I read too, about that one of the producers took the jurors, had through a party for the jurors of the OJ trial after he was acquitted.
Yeah.
Like, and fired Norm Macdonald and the writer, the other writer that wrote all the OJ jokes and stuff for Weekend Update. Like,
yeah.
So just, yeah. So fuck rich dudes.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
But that's another one. But that one, it just straight up wasn't funny. Like it's kind of, you watch it and you're like, oh, this is just straight up like they animated the fucked and gritty details.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's not actually funny. And like, so, yeah.
Tight.
Yeah.
I don't have another one that's metal.
Mm-hmm.
So I have... I mean, the Chippendales audition, like we mentioned before, is fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
And obviously the motivational speaker, anything with Chris Farley in it, just about.
Another one I was thinking of was the Folgers Crystals, which, like when they swap out his coffee for another coffee and then he goes ape shit and fucks everybody up in a restaurant. Really fucking awesome. But yeah, there's a lot of really good ones. And I was trying to look up banned episodes of SNL, and they're all like, somebody accidentally said fuck or whatever. And you're like,
not good.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah. Who cares?
Fucking Canadian piece of Lorne Michaels. No.
Is he Canadian?
Yeah.
Very.
Very.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's lived in New York for a very long time. He's not mostly Canadian.
His mom
anymore.
Was a maple leaf.
And his dad was maple syrup.
His dad.
His dad was an oak.
His dad was a toque.
Was a hockey stick. His mom was a maple leaf and his dad was a hockey stick.
His dad was brown gravy and his mom was french fries and
curds.
He was just he's the poutine.
He's the poutine. Lorne Michaels, the poutine of comedy.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
God, I hope he doesn't hear this. I'm still.
Yeah, we'll never get on that show.
That show I've not even tried to submit
for. Not even 100% ever thought of being on that show. Like, it's not something that's a goal of mine.
Right.
Legitimately. Like, it doesn't look like fun, you know?
Uh, f- from based on the last few seasons, I would say probably not hard to write for. like there's like no, it's just, you know, horseshit. You're like, oh, what if this very popular thing right this second was just here?
Like, well, every once in a while,
I'm Cardi B. I'm making a sandwich or whatever. Like, yes.
Every once in a while, they do something super fucking weird, though. Like,
yeah.
That, what is it? David Pumpkin?
Oh, yeah. David S. Pumpkins.
David S. Pumpkins.
That is a good one.
That is the most nonsensical fucking sketch ever. But I mean, those are the things that I like.
Yeah.
The most, like, fucking nonsense shit.
Yeah. They're fucking great. Next topic.
Next topic. it is. Yeah, you did sound
effects.
Is that
the sound bite? Is that the one we're going to use from now on?
Oh, yeah. Just cut that and put that in every time now. That's just.
I'll dress it up a little bit.
Yeah, just throw some echo
on it.
Throw
some verb on it, yeah.
Yeah.
Kia!
I mean, explosion sound.
Yeah. Oh, wait, you have the ability to do this and you've never once done it?
Yeah.
How many times have I made a fake guitar solo with my mouth and you couldn't have fucking slapped that together?
I mean, I could have, but I don't ever remember to.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck. How often have you told me you would and never did?
I don't even have the shit available to me. All right. Sorry. I know one of us has an entire media layout to do all of this shit. To record and do. Fucking whatever. God damn it.
Right?
Oh, yeah. No, I'll do that thing now.
Go fuck yourself.
Thank you for the coffee and then for the pot roast and Brussels sprouts last time.
You're welcome.
I'm all like, bitch, you know, God damn it, thank you for feeding me.
Fuck you. So now we're on to most metal floods.
Yes. I went first last time. Dan gets to go this time.
Man, there's a couple that are really good.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to go with a flood that occurred in October 17th of 1814.
Okay.
387,000 gallons of beer flooded down one of the streets of London.
Damn.
Blew out, like, it knocked buildings over and shit. 8 people drowned and 1 person was killed by a falling wall. And another 151 people were injured by a wall. So it was a wave of beer that was 35 feet wide and 20 feet tall. Just, like, smashed through fucking London on its way to the Thames River.
Nice.
And beer company had like one of their large vats just spill.
Yeah.
And as it spilled, it knocked over it was 100,000 gallons. And it knocked over 2 other fucking
nice
things that had another 100,000 gallons apiece. And it just like blasted through fucking London.
Deluge porter. Get it.
Yeah. But I just like to think, like, I mean, even if the people who drown, like at least a little bit stoked, you know, like, well, just fucking drink as much. Like, at least one person tried to drink their way out of it.
Right. Uncle Blueface's gurgle brew.
It turns out beer is not as good if you inhale it.
Right.
But otherwise.
It was 1840-something?
1814.
Yeah, so my guess is like, of the time periods you want to drink street beer, probably one of the least time, like just during the horse and buggy throwing shit pots out your front window era. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Like, but you don't want gutter beer from that time period, probably most of all.
But legitimately at the same time during that period, nearly everyone was drunk.
Yeah.
All of the time.
Right.
Like, regardless of whether or not it was good beer or, like, healthy, people drank the fuck out of that and gin and shit. Yeah. Like,
what was this year again?
1814.
Okay. It was probably filthy over there, too.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Disgusting. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. The streets would be full of human and horse shit.
Yeah, wasn't it very... That was sort of the very beginnings of the Industrial Revolution, right?
Yeah.
Like, it was just starting
of London.
It was starting, but I was also starting to like smokestacks and shit. Uh-huh. They were smelting a lot of stuff in the city. Like, it has, like, the London fog back then was like poison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, there was, yeah, there's people that like would like go through mounds of shit to find chunks of rags. They're called rag pickers, and they would collect it and they would take it to rag factories to like make rags out of and shit. Like, real good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. People, it was definitely mostly subsistence living.
Yeah. But anyway. But free beer, though.
Free beer. I mean,
just like old Chubb.
Sure. I mean, you know what? I mean, that's the thing. Like, 9 people died, but how many people were, like, delighted? You're just like watched beer flow down the street and just fucking grabbed a pail. Just like, all right.
There was a. I'd like to think one homeless dude just looked up at the oncoming tidal wave and was like, thanks, God.
Yeah. Right on.
At least he just starts air guitaring before it was a thing.
Air looting. Fuck yeah. And then just opens his mouth and waits.
Fuck. Yeah. Like, drowning in a tidal wave of beer. I mean, it's like, you know, it's up there.
It's pretty metal.
That's up there.
Honestly, yeah. I mean, I if you got to go.
Right.
It's one of the best ways to go.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like, drowning probably sucks, but drowning in beer, like.
Yeah.
You're fucked up before you die.
Yeah. You're damn right. Get fucked up before you die.
Get fucked up while you die.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
It's too bad it wasn't a gin factory, like a gin tidal wave.
That would be awesome.
So yeah, I mean, people would be
fresh alcoholic.
A pine.
Yeah.
Juniper berries.
Nom nom nom. Yeah, who doesn't?
I mean, that's...
Then the whole city just fights each other to the death, like, because they're all gin drunk and fucked up.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, you legitimately can't even help but butt-chug gin at that point. Like, when it's coming that fast and that hard, it's going up your ass a little bit.
Oh, yeah. God willing. Fucking, yeah.
I mean, you're gonna suck it down your nose, and the membranes in your nose are gonna fucking... I mean, you'll be drunk before you're dead, sure.
Oh, yeah. At that point, your jeans become like a vodka-soaked tampon. Yeah. Yeah. Just getting... oh, my God, that wave was crazy. What are you looking at, you piece of shit?
Yeah, right?
Put fucking up your fucking dukes.
I'll fuck you up.
I've hated every one of my children for my whole life, and I just now got the guts to say it. Oh, 25 of you, to put up your fucking
dukes. Wait, so the drunken guy became Irish? Weird. That's not England, by the way. Like, they weren't even allowed in London at the time. Like, it would, or they were definitely the poor.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how to do a drunken, Paul McCartney. Oh, look. It's more Irish.
I mean,
legitimately, you got to wonder, like, is that where the fucking accent even came from in the first place? Like,
yeah, right.
Like, their Irish accent is just, like, slurring.
They weren't allowed in England. Get out of here, you green.
Well, I think it was right around the time. I think the potato famine was somewhere around this time, right?
Yeah.
1814 or whatever.
Yeah.
And this was also around the time that that one guy wrote A Modest Proposal, Jonathan Swift.
Yes.
Where he was talking about...
eating babies.
Yeah, the Irish should eat the most... their easiest accessible meat, which is other Irish babies. Because they just keep having kids because they're Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
So he was just like, yeah, butcher a couple of them, eat them. It's fine. So fucked up. And then, like, he wrote it as satire. He should have known better, because then, like, it got seriously debated in the English Parliament.
No, of course.
Like, well, maybe we should do that. Like, he's like, it was a fucking, it's supposed to be an over-the-top joke. It turns out, no matter how hard you try.
Yeah.
No matter what kind of satire you do, someone will take it
seriously.
There's
some scumbag that's like, man, you know what? Man, I'm an idiot. And this sounds fine.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
I forget. I mean, nowadays, it's hard to even tell what satire anymore. Like, I don't even, I can't even, like, I legitimately still don't know during a couple of elections ago when Mitt Romney ran, there was a group on Twitter called Rape Babies for Romney. And I'm still not sure if that's real or fake. I don't know.
Wait, was it a call to action or is it a group of people?
It was a group of rape babies who wanted to vote for Romney because he was against abortion. Supposedly.
Wow. There's no way that's... Jesus Christ.
How do you know? How do you know for sure? Because fucking... It might not be.
No, that's just like those Black People for Trump thing. That's not real. That's just a Koch brothers invention with like one guy in it. Like,
well, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be a big group of people.
Right. I guess what you're saying. Yeah. Depending on what you declare as real, I'm just saying it's probably a political invention just for the.
Oh, sure. But I mean, at least one person bought in like on Twitter, like, yeah, I'm a rape baby.
I've been trying to use the word rabies, but it turns out it's some dumb disease. I wanted to come up with like a catchier name.
Yeah, a portmanteau for rape baby, right, but rabies just doesn't work out. Fuck.
Babies? It doesn't sound as good.
Rapefint? That doesn't work as well. That doesn't work that great.
I still like babies.
Infape? Then infape.
See, we've tried everything. Damn.
We can't even do it.
Let's go with babies for now, and then we'll. I'm glad it's not a call to action because that was. I'm like, that's okay.
Yeah,
come on, we can do it, guys.
So anyway, my choice: most metal flood, the beer flood of 1814.
That is a good. I was like, I'm glad you brought us back on track because I.
Because we were going to go down a dark ass path.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Normally, I mean, that's what happens.
I'm like, well, I didn't want it to get dark from there for sure. I'm going to go, my choice, Daniel T. Weber and Randy. Uh-huh. Randall Q. Barnum.
Sure. I'll take it.
Faye the Third. Is the 1887 Yellow River flood. This is, I went for sheer magnitude
yeah,
scale
for sure.
On this one.
Yeah.
And I also wanted to go single event, was like another choice of mine. So, okay. September 28th, 1887, location, it's at China. The Yellow River was one of the deadliest rivers on Earth. earned the nickname China's Sorrow due to... so the mountain, basically in 1887, the heavy rains happened and the dikes all failed along the river, and 50,000 square miles of land was flooded, displacing 2 million people and killing 900,000 people at once.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then anywhere from 900,000 to 2 million people died.
Yeah.
Because famines then swept through.
Famine and dysentery and shit.
Yeah.
God.
So it was actually like one of the worst humanitarian crises of all time.
Yeah.
And the babies. Don't even get me started on the babies. But, damn, dude. Like, population density... Poverty. It's one of those things like that time we went through and found there was that tornado in India, and we worked out that there were so many people that died, but then the amount of damage that was done was really low in the number because there wasn't like a lot developed because it was
only like $100 per person.
Yeah, it was something like that. Yeah, it was like less than an Xbox was like each person, and we were like, God damn, that's rough. But so it's that same thing where in China, like fucking, 2 million people, possibly, swept away and died in famines and the babies and all that shit and butt chugging
river water.
River water.
Yeah, it turns out that's not as cool.
It's not great. And all your water has cadavers in it for quite some time, and it's not good. So, yeah. But I went just on sheer scale of death and human suffering, two ingredients for any great metal, anything, song, album,
yeah,
situation. Yellow River Flood, 1887.
I like it.
Yeah.
That's a good one. My backup, a backup that I have, I like it because of the name, uh-huh, like they, what they called it.
Yes.
They called it the Great Drowning of Men.
Yes. Yeah.
It was in January of 1362, a rainstorm hit, in January and fucking melted a bunch of snow in the mountains. So there was massive flooding. Like it flooded most of Denmark, was covered in water for a little while, and it killed 100,000 people, which by percentage is probably close to, in Europe at this time, probably close to the number of people that died in China in the 1800s.
Oh, yeah, probably.
It probably, from a percentage standpoint, because there wasn't that many fucking people in Europe.
Right.
So they fucking murdered. Oh, shit.
Write that down. Edit that out, Randy.
So, yeah.
Let me guess, you can't. You can't edit it out. Or at least make it louder. Can you, like, boost it? In the make it louder, add some thunder effects to it?
Yeah. Damn, might it be too much to ask.
Here, I'll work it out on my phone.
So, yeah, Great Drowning of Men. That's my backup.
That is great. And it is a good title. It sounds like a great fucking song. Sounds like a fucking...
It sounds like an Iron Maiden album.
It does. It fucking definitely does. I like that. For my backup, I'm going to go with the Biblical Flood. I'm going to... which we all know is real.
Oh, of
so,
course.
So, it's around 5,000 years ago, Dan and Randy. Yeah. The entire earth was covered with water from, everything was killed that wasn't put on a single boat. And we all know this happened because.
Yeah.
And, the flood lasted, according to Genesis 7:17, 40 days.
Yeah.
But according to 7:24, it lasted 150. So, you know, once again, science and, very important.
Nothing says accuracy like a 3-month discrepancy.
Right. And was there anybody else? Are there humans on the boat, or was it just Noah and his family?
It was just Noah and his family.
Hell yeah. So again, then he lands and he's like, oh, I guess we're going to have to fuck each other.
Oh yeah.
And I mean, some sheep. And we're going to have to fuck everything just to make sure, but also each other. You know what I mean?
Well, so yeah. There's one, I don't know. There's one scene in the after it's over. Right.
Yeah.
So one thing about Noah was that he was a super huge drunk.
Yes.
Like he was super wasted all of the time.
Yeah.
And at one point, he is in, like they build, some stalls for the livestock, and he got super drunk and passed out ass up. And then his son, Ham, came in and fucked him while he was passed out.
Yep.
And then got banished. So he and his family, Ham, got banished.
What? For a sweet practical joke? Like
yeah, that? Yeah, exactly.
Look, Noah had his sandals on. What do you want? You know what I mean? You can't pass out with your sandals on.
For a pantsing plus.
Yeah.
You
know?
You pulled his pants down and then the plus.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I just think it's fucking... Like, so many people died.
Yeah.
Like, almost
all
everybody.
All of them, yeah.
And it's the most horrifying story in the Bible, which is why it's so weird that it's in every children's Bible.
Yeah, yeah.
Every single kid's Bible is like, oh, it's Noah's Ark.
What
and it's
a just, fun boat full of animals.
Boat full, oh, that's adorable. And then, like, they're just floating on a sea of corpses.
Yeah.
Like just
was that your joke about it? Where
it was Whitney Strieg's joke.
That's right. Yeah, that you could just there was just thumping sounds of the corpses slamming into the boat.
Yeah, it's like whenever you see a picture of it in a coloring book, you just color the water and it doesn't show any of the corpses that would be floating by and the stench involved. Like 42 days is not enough to dissolve a fucking cadaver.
No.
it's going
to... Especially not in salt water.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be preserved.
Their Nikes would be washing up on the beach for fucking years.
Yeah, yeah.
Alone.
It would be. And that doesn't even count all of the fucking animal corpses.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, every animal on Earth except for two, like lions and tigers and fucking rhinoceros and shit.
I watched a debate between Ken Ham, the guy who runs the Creationist Museum, and Bill Nye. And Bill Nye was talking about when the flood happened, there would have been millions more species of animal than there are today.
Yeah.
So that flood would have way more animals than we can even think of floating in the water, not even counting the people.
Yeah. Right. And it would just be a thin carpet of dead.
Yeah.
Like your ship. Yeah. Actually, you could probably get out and walk on it at this. It would be like that fucking plastic island in the middle of the Pacific.
Yeah.
Except just bodies.
Oh, yeah. Now, did Noah have to collect the animals or did the animals just march up like magically?
I don't actually
like, call to them. I'm going to send a text real quick and see if I can get that answer.
I don't know. I don't know if it says.
That's a computer, Randy. There's no God in there.
My assumption is that God brought them.
Yeah. Well, I was just trying to think of like how easily disproven. I mean, if you were like debating Ken Ham and you were like, cool, wrangle me up two of anything right now. Two wild anything. Go grab them with your hands. Right this second.
Yeah, and you've only got like a few days
to do
it.
They don't even have to match. Give me a squirrel. Give me any two. A squirrel and a fucking, like a bird. Give me two things. Fucking, please try to do that.
I will say.
Alive.
That section of the Bible where it talks about the time before, like it's only a very short passage where it talks about the time before the flood.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it just describes it as a time of heroes and giants.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why isn't that the Bible?
Right.
Yeah.
Why do I don't give a fuck about this stupid book. Tell me more about that fucking, Conan the Barbarian and shit. Like, for sure.
Yeah. Give me the pre-Diluvian fucking Bible. I want to fucking read that shit.
Yeah, like a bunch of Nephilim, like a bunch of half-angels running around butchering people and shit. And there's like... all of them so evil it pisses God off enough to kill all of them.
Right.
Fuck yeah. That's the most metal part of the Bible, and
giants
we don't get any
swim.
Of it.
I don't know if you know this about giants.
That's true.
They just cannot swim or float. It's the great weakness of angels.
Yeah, they're made of lead.
They just, damn it.
They're very dense.
Yeah, fucking, I don't know, man. It's so funny. The biblical flood... such a tragedy, such a real, real tragedy that really, really happened.
Really, really happened.
Yeah.
man. I mean, honestly, it's staggering.
Yeah. I do like the idea. Why would, man, such a holy book. I love the thing where his son, somebody threw that into a book. They're like, and then he passed out and his son fucked him. So his son had to go away. So that's why also... my son's not around. So, I mean, so you can see, so that's what my son did. So if he tells you something different, like, the opposite of this story, you know, he's lying and not me.
Well,
and you know what I mean? Like the person who wrote it, like that's how I just imagine. Anyway, so if my son comes around telling you some bullshit, we know what the real story is. So we don't even need to talk to him.
Really. I mean, what's weird about
God
it.
God said this.
What's weird about the Bible, one thing that's weird about the Bible, amongst many, many things.
Name one thing.
Is that, like, the stories they chose to keep in it.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder, what didn't they write down?
Right.
Like, how fucking horrible are the things that they chose not to record for posterity?
Yeah.
They're like, listen, we got to sweep this one under the rug. Like, what in the fuck?
Dude, if you just read Revelations and what a fucking crazy fucking sheet of acid fever dream thing that is. It's like, and then the creature with infinite heads and vibrating hairs that screamed your name in the night or whatever. You're like, God damn, dude.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, just ask John, because dude knows fucking everything about the Bible. God just brought them over magically. That's seriously how it's described.
Ah. So there we go.
Science.
Good old...
Well, see, here's the thing. So,
probably the least hard-to-believe thing in a world with a God that's a personal God like that, where it's like, okay, well, that one seems easy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, what I don't understand, so if God can do that, if he could just send over two of every animal and get them to march onto the boat, why did he make the Jews walk through the desert for 60 years instead of just teleporting them to the Holy Land as soon as he decided they didn't need to be in Egypt
anymore?
He had
to make sure they really wanted it.
Yeah, he was just an asshole. I mean, that's the answer, of course, is that God is a fucking psychopath.
Yeah, it's true. Well, what if God, God was just like like a really insecure like girlfriend or something? Like, you don't sound like you want to go to the Holy Land. I mean, you say you do, but I mean,
but how do I know?
I mean, you just don't really sound like, you don't sound that excited, so I don't know, forget it. Like, they're praying to God, like, God, seriously, we'd like to find, we're so hungry, like, are you okay? No, it's fine.
It's fine. Look, I'll give you
we're
some
fine.
Ground
I'm not mad fine.
I'll give you some ground crackers.
Here's some manna, whatever.
Yeah, just eat that. You know, fucking.
I don't care. Yeah, I don't know. It just sounds. Yeah. you just don't sound like you really want to go. Come on, it's been 40 years. I don't know.
Dude, I've fucking maybe I've done 50. Everything you asked. Like, no, you didn't. Really, no.
Oh fuck. I saw you looking at ball.
Oh man. Yeah. I wonder who, anyway. So I have one other backup.
Okay. Hit me.
This one is just kind of weird. Mm-hmm. In 1919, northern Boston was flooded by 2.5 million gallons of molasses.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Great Molasses Flood.
The Great Molasses Flood. And they showed pictures of the aftermath, and it is fucking, it devastated the city.
Now, is the molasses like kind of molten because it's got to stay warm, or no? Is it just?
It's liquidy.
It's liquid. I'm just wondering if it has to stay like hot or whatever.
No, no. It
depends on the molasses.
But it's definitely like, it's viscous, but it's not like solid.
Yeah. Right.
It's not soupy and it's not hard.
Okay. I just wasn't sure if it was. They keep it hot for so it make it easier.
Well,
to
it was a hot summer that year. So,
oh, okay.
So the reason why it happened was they had them in these big tanks and they had the tanks too full.
Yeah.
And the molasses warmed up and expanded and it just burst out.
Yeah.
And then knocked over the other containers.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it just fucking wiped out so much of Boston.
Dude, the flies.
Oh my god!
The
dude.
Flies would be fucking out of goddamn control.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Fucking absolutely.
That'd just be fucking amazing.
Yeah. Gross.
Ugh, yeah.
And also, molasses, not that tasty.
It's not the best.
It's not very good.
I would be scooping it up and making booze out of it or something. You know,
maybe like fucking prison wine.
Yeah. Like why not? I mean, Pruno. What else are you gonna do? You got a bunch of fucking sugar. You got. Get some yeast, you know.
Make a molasses booze. Do they even?
I'm sure you could. I mean, it's
sugar like, and sugar and yeast. That's we'll fucking do
kinda,
it.
Kind of all you need, you know. Throw some grain in it.
Yeah.
Goddamn, gross.
Probably. You're like, now all we need is a barley flood.
And then we called it Malort. That's what Malort is.
Malort sounds like the vomit that you you choke back when you take
when
a shot
when you drink
of Malort.
Malort. Yeah, most of. The two times I barfed, I puked in Chicago from drinking too much, both was drinking Malort at one time or another during this. It was bad for you, in case you're wondering.
Yeah, Malort. I hate all that. There's a time in the early 1900s where booze was flavored like a dare, and it's Campari and fucking Malort and
Fernet.
Like it's all just, hey, this sucks. Yeah. Are you a man or are you going to make a face when you drink this? Fucking.
So there's a YouTube series that I've watched. That's actually pretty funny. A buddy of mine turned me onto it. It's just Irish people tasting something or drinking, getting drunk. So like, it's like Irish people drinking bourbon.
Yeah.
And then one of them is Irish people drinking, absinthe.
Yeah.
Like different forms of absinthe.
That's
and
fantastic.
It is fucking hilarious because they just get fucking sideways wasted.
Oh, of like, course. Yeah. It's like 150.
Well, like they start off small
Yeah.
and then it just gets worse and worse and worse. And then like the last the last absinthe that they drink is 90% alcohol. It comes in a green skull. It is fucked up. Yeah, it's if you get a chance to watch that, it's pretty fucking hilarious. It also they also do things like Irish people try hot salsa for the first time and shit like that. But but like for sure, that's the awesome. Drinking is fucking hilarious. It's always two of them, and they're like, "I don't want to do it," and they're like, "Well, let's get her done." And one of them was gross drinks, like gross shots.
Yeah,
and they started with the cement mixer, and then they went to much worse, like. Shit that I think they just made up. I don't think, like, there was one of them that had mayonnaise in it.
No.
No. Gross. That's fucking.
I would not do any of that shit. I mean, yeah. How about I just throw up and you film it? Can we skip? Yeah. How about I go eat something I like and then I throw up and you film it? Because this is what we want.
Yeah, yeah. Know? One of them, on a couple of them, one of the guys starts out hungover because he showed up drunk from the night before or whatever.
That rules.
And then he just gets quickly super shit faced again. I don't know. It's pretty, it's a great show.
That's awesome. I think great on the, disgusting shots one. If it, the last one's just Malort and just straight Malort. Here you go. The worst, this is the worst one by far.
I think
can I have more mayonnaise, please?
They gave it, they had Jägermeister plus something else. They did a Jägermeister and something else, like Jägermeister and milk or some shit.
Okay. That sounds good though.
No, it's not. You're wrong. Very wrong. Anyway.
Milk licorice. Now you're talking. I'm 175. That sounds delicious to me.
Ouzo and jizz. Fuck yes.
Oh, well, that brings me to my last flood is Bukkake Stars 96. Lady actually drowns and cum. It's no. There's one victim. She has a dog cone years. Around her head.
And a funnel.
And a funnel. It took place in the year 2008, but 96 was how many dudes were involved. No, I'm playing. I'm just totally kidding.
96 would not be enough.
Well, Dan loves his bukkake, apparently. Fuck yeah, dude. Holy shit.
200 or nothing.
I'm barely getting started with 96.
Yeah. God. Yeah, you can't even get a good soak in 96.
Oh, my God.
You can't even get a full coat.
That's not even 200 tablespoons we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Ugh, blah. Yeah, Malort.
Fucking gross.
Malort.
So now it's time for producer Randy to give us a topic so we can do the Ride the Lightning round.
I just thought of this one right now.
Subject change. Sorry, there's just no song called Ride the Lightning. Sorry, we're really into metal and we know everything about metal. And there's no. What are you going to do? I've thought about Googling it and I'm pretty sure I'm right. There's no song, so just. I just wanted to use a generic one we could use over and over. Subject change.
I'm going to use the second one now.
Every time from here on out.
Bukkake. Brought to you by Malort.
I'm gonna go with most metal Simpsons character.
Oh shit, that's a great.
That's a good one.
It's a great subject. Okay, we were rolling the 20-sided die. I got a 13, the luckiest number there is. Dan got a 3.
A 3, so I don't win.
Most metal Simpsons character. He's gotta be super metal, bad as fuck.
I can't think of anybody who I can rightfully exclude.
Okay. Damn it. All right, I've got 2. There's 3 in my head. Shit. Oh, Itchy the Mouse.
Okay.
Itchy and Scratchy.
I think Scratchy's the mouse.
Is Scratchy the mouse? So. Let's Google it.
I think
I've never seen
the
them
cat.
Not together. you ever notice you never see them by themselves? But yeah, I would have to go the murderous mouse that fucking. Yeah.
Oh, it is Itchy. You're right.
Yeah, Itchy the mouse. Like murders a bunch of people for fun all the fucking time. He only shows up and murders it with a happy, jolly.
That's very true.
Mickey Mouse voice.
Yeah.
Murder this cat. It feels like cheating.
He's constantly murdering.
He's just always murdering.
I should have taken Itchy and Scratchy off the table.
Well, you too bad.
But yeah, no. I'm not going to dinosaur comment you again.
With the murder. Well, fuck it. Too late. It's out of the holster. I'm going to go Itchy the Mouse because that's pretty badass.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
Pretty good choice.
Yeah.
I am going to go with Otto the bus driver.
Uh-huh. That was on my list
for fucking,
sure.
The fucking Hesher that drives the bus.
Yeah.
And is just like always listening to music and fucking playing air guitar and shit.
Yep.
He is the most metal
dude.
Guy. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I think. I mean, unless we want to take guest spots, in which case Korn was on The Simpsons once, I believe.
They were on South
Korn
Park.
Korn was on South Park.
Oh. Oh, okay.
The Ramones? Oh, Spinal Tap was on South Park.
The Who was
on
South Park. Or on The Simpsons.
Yeah.
The Who were on The Simpsons?
The Who, Spinal Tap.
I think the Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stones.
Or like Mick Jagger.
None of those are metal.
Yeah. It's true.
I would count guest spots.
Well, Spinal Tap I would count as metal.
Yeah, they are. Like,
I would say, yes.
Like, what is it? What? Anyway, yeah. I'm going to go with Auto Man.
Yeah.
The fucking Hesher bus driver.
Yeah, that's a fucking good choice. As a backup, I'd have to go Mr. Burns. He tried to block out the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he was mad at the sun. He invented the Little Lisa animal slurry where he was dredging. He was using six-pack ring nets to dredge the ocean floor clean of all life and turn it into fucking animal products. He's evil incarnate. He's always the most evil character. He's super badass. And also incredibly frail, so for some reason I identify with him.
Another character that's pretty good is Sideshow Bob.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would consider him metal. Because he fails every single fucking time.
He tries really hard.
He does, but he's never killed anybody.
He does have knuckle tattoos.
That's
yeah, right. he's got Die Bart Die tattooed on his chest.
Yeah.
He did write multiple letters in his own blood.
Yeah.
To Bart.
So. Yeah, for sure. Like he's not normal by any means. Like,
right.
He's fucked up.
He's been hit in the face with a rake so many times. Which is pretty. He spent the most time in prison more than anybody in the character.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he's a fucking super metal character. I mean, maybe not his attitude itself, because he is Fraser Crane underneath all that cartoon. But
yeah.
Like that's a fucking great. God, man. Simpsons is such a fucking great show, man. There's a lot of. What was another one I was thinking? Like, Budman.
Duffman.
Yeah. Duffman, sorry.
Also Mo.
Mo is
Mo
super
Sizzlak
dark.
Is super fucking dark and
super
metal.
Super dark.
Constantly pointing a shotgun at people.
I would say he's like more goth than like, I would say Mo is super goth because he's like suicidal and depressed.
That's true. And for sure.
He lives in a dark world of self-hatred, which is not metal, but it's also
super goth.
But it's also very. I would also vote him for most goth person.
Oh yeah, for
show.
Sure. I also would go with like early seasons Bart Simpson.
Yeah.
Like
where he was
like
actually a Hellraiser
when he was actually a dick and he would do like crazy shit.
Yeah,
and like. You know, they eat my shorts.
Yeah.
Fucking punk.
Fucking graffiti everywhere.
Yeah, just not giving a fuck at all.
Yeah, he was a total dickhead. And for some reason, American audiences liked that. I love how it always Americans are like, if there's someone's a complete asshole, we're like, yeah, that guy. We are unpleasant as a fucking country.
He makes us feel good about us.
That's what it's about, is, being a complete asshole.
Fucking people over and not giving a shit.
America.
Hiya.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a time-honored American tradition, is being a fucking cocksucker. It's being a complete fucking just asshole. but yeah, and yeah, those are definitely all fucking very cool. Not Poochie. I was thinking the Bee Man for no reason, just because I fucking love the Bee Man.
Dr. Nick.
Yeah.
Just so many botched surgeries.
That's true. Dr. Nick is kind of like a Dr. Giggles of the Simpsons universe. Did they get rid of him?
They killed him off. Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah.
Is that because Hank Azaria was doing a vaguely ethnic voice again? And they're like, nope. Poor Hank Azaria, just getting all of his characters like, yeah, you can't.
He does agree with it though.
I know that. I'm just making a joke. I just meant like they're just slowly like, oof, we really let Hank Azaria just do whatever, didn't we?
Yeah, we need to rein this one in.
It's a couple of decades of solid where he's all like, what if it's a Chinese guy? Hank, stop it. Stop it. I'm just saying.
I'm trying to think of another. Maybe.
He's a comedian and quote, he tells joke. Anyway, come on. Why is everyone staring at me? Anyway, go on.
I'm just trying to think of another character that I thought there was a bit part character that was like a biker that like Bart Simpson.
Snake. Oh. Yeah.
That Bart Simpson like idolizes kind of. But I don't remember for sure.
Well, Snake is a good one.
Snake is there, but when they find out Principal Skinner's true identity, he gets idolized a little bit because they find out that he stole, that guy is a Vietnam vet who stole Skinner's identity because he thought he was dead. And the dude gets kicked out of his house and then he like rides a motorcycle around and shit. Armin Tarzarian, I think was his name.
Anyway. Yeah, I mean, other than that, like they're more funny than they are metal, like like Ralphie
and Linguo the robot.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
It's a great one.
I mean, Ralphie will always be my favorite. Ralph Wiggin.
Because
the tobacco episode where he just
tastes like grandma.
It tastes like grandma. Fucking love that. This tastes like grandma.
God, it does taste like grandma.
All right. I think that's been the episode.
Yeah,
we
I think that's it. We're good.
We fucking crushed this shit. It,
we got it done.
Episode over.
Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. Take care.
Thank you.